Exclusive, General Don Bolduke, New Hampshire needs an outsider who's not bought and paid for. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 6, 2022. Former U.S. Army General Don Bolduke, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire, blasted Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, in an interview with Breitbart News and said New Hampshire voters should support him because he is an outsider who's not bought and paid for. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle opened the interview by asking Bolduke about his thoughts on Senate Democrats' latest reconciliation bill, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Bolduke told Boyle, "We've seen this movie before, and it never ends well, and it hasn't ended well. And we have the Biden administration, with the full support of Senator Hassan, almost 100% of the time voting to what? Undermine our energy independence, create inflation, make our borders insecure, cost Granite Staters and Americans millions and billions of dollars," Bolduke said. "It's totally irresponsible, they're weak, feckless, dangerous, and hugely expensive. Stopping excessive government spending is a priority to Bolduke, who started the Hell No to Spending caucus." He criticized Hassan for being a part of the establishment that has made life unbearable for most Americans. Maggie Hassan, for the last 40 years in politics as a state senator, a governor, and now 5.5 miserable years for Granite Staters, he said. "She does nothing but increase the size of government, increase taxes, and is very irresponsible in her spending, although she claims otherwise." Bolduke distinguished himself from his opponent by touting his status as an outsider candidate who is not bought and paid for by big money organizations. "I am the right candidate because, one, I'm an outsider. I'm not bought and paid for the establishment across the board," Bolduke said. Bolduke also highlighted the policies he plans to advocate for if elected to the Senate this fall. He said, "I'm not going down there to work for any individual senator. I'm not going down there to work for any individual party. Although I am a Republican, I'm going down in to work for Granite Staters and the American people and do the right common sense things to get our economy back to where it needs to be. Because we are weak, and it just takes common sense to just reverse the energy policies, reverse the border policies. You need a common sense person who's an outsider, who's not bought and paid for. I don't take money from big pharma, big education, big med, big tech. And so I'm going to be an independent senator down there," Bolduke said. "And that's how I'm going to operate, because I'm not going to have them waiting for me in my office before I even get sworn in." Bolduke discussed his time in the military, where he served 36 years in the U.S. Army and did 10 tours in Afghanistan and Africa. Bolduke went to military basic training less than 2 weeks after graduating high school and worked his way from the bottom all the way up to general, both in Afghanistan and in Africa. He said, "You know, from private to sergeant, I served in the 4th ID and in the 82nd Airborne Division as an enlisted soldier. I cut my teeth there from the bottom up and decided that I would go to college. And it was the green to gold program through the Massachusetts National Guard. And, you know, going from enlisted to lieutenant green to gold. Gold bar got commissioned in 1988. Within 2 years, I had passed Special Forces selection. And I was off into the Q course." Bolduke said the 72 troops he lost in service are his wife or service every single day. While serving in the Army, Bolduke told those above him what they needed to hear, not what they wanted to hear. He also talked about standing up to former President Barack Obama's former chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, when the administration changed their Afghanistan strategy. "And I told him, I said, hey, you change strategy now, and you'll never get Afghanistan back. And of course, that's exactly what happened as soon as Biden became president," Bolduke said. While talking about foreign policy, Bolduke mentioned that President Joe Biden's recent killing of terrorist Ayman al-Zawahiri was not comparable to the big kill that former President Donald Trump had when he killed Iran's Qasem Soleimani. "So this guy has had a huge influence over this, but he's been relatively ineffective. He's not the big kill that the Trump administration did. You know, taking on Iran like that," Bolduke said. "Oh, do you know how many times we've wanted to do that? Right, but we couldn't do it. And then, you know, Trump comes in and says, hey, we gotta get rid of this guy. And boom, we get rid of them." Bolduke said the messaging from corporate media surrounding al-Zawahiri's killing is just a bunch of administrative administration propaganda by the National Security Council coordinator of misinformation, Admiral Kirby. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.